This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2, straight ahead. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And on the line, we've got the truck driver theologian, my good friend, my brother in Christ. I'm telling you, if you want some great conversations, you get Bill down in your neck of the woods and let him start asking you stuff. and challenge you and educating you on a lot of things. I mean, we have great fellowship. He's been by the house several times. We've met at truck stops. We've eaten together. We've prayed together. We've had good fellowship together. And, this was one of the times. Yeah, those are not real guns. They're toy guns. Don't think that that's real stuff. We had time around the table. I believe we had brisket and we had some other things, Bill. And, we just had great time of fellowship. And Bill, since he travels, one of the things that, Bill does is when he becomes friends with people, he's on Facebook at Kingdom Driven, Kingdom and then DRVN. And then he's on Gab, and I'll get him to tell you that in a minute. But if you become his friend, and he's in your area, he might call you up and say, hey, are you available? Let's meet one another. Let's get together for a little bit. And he's one of those kind of guys that just, he loves people. He loves to get around people. He loves to network people. He loves to talk the scriptures, theology. And he genuinely does pray for people. He doesn't just say it. He really does pray for people. And he puts his money where his mouth is when it comes to loving his brother. Now, Bill, before I bring you back on, Bill from Oregon is still hanging on. And I want to see if Bill had a follow-up that he wanted to give. Bill, are you there?
And I agree with what Bill was saying about the Greater Idaho. I'm involved in that as well, and I enjoyed what his insights were on that. I'd like to hear them more. You know, I'd like to link up with him especially when he comes to the West Coast. I don't know how close he comes to the West Coast, but I also do a live streaming program as well, so it'd be great to get together and talk through these things. And plus, I work for a freight brokerage, so we can relate on certain things. So,
okay. Yeah. All right. Well, send us a message on, hit the contact button on the top of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Send me a message and I'll put you in touch with Bill and, you guys can team up. Thank you, Bill, for the call. We appreciate it very much, man. Bill, I have to cut you off because you get going there and then the brakes come up. So let's kind of pick up where we were going with this. You were making mention of Texas. There's this book out by that you've recommended to me and I've got it in my Kindle folder here to read after I finish two more books that are ahead of that. And this is on Texas secession. And it's interesting to me, you know, when did we have David Knight? We had David Knight on earlier this year. And David was down in Texas. And one of the things I asked him about that was interesting to me was the fact that a lot of guys had gotten there a couple of weeks or about a week or so before, and I'm sorry for the noise, folks, that I have in the house. It's the middle of the day. This is not a studio. It doesn't have things that drown out, you know, all the sounds and stuff. So I apologize for that. But we had David Knight on, and I asked him, I said, it's interesting to me that about a week or two before that big blizzard that came through Texas was there, there were some men who were meeting to talk about secession. And if I'm not mistaken, Alan West was there. There was a couple of other big name people who were there talking about that. I know Alan is running for governor. And if you people haven't seen what they did to his wife, the little policewoman tyrant that she was, did to Alan West's wife, that will make you mad. It would really make you mad what they're doing. But they were talking about that, and then lo and behold, this blizzard comes through there like nothing anybody's ever seen. I've never seen images of inside the houses and stuff that was going on. I kind of wonder, do you think with some of the technology that we've seen develop, if you think that there was some kind of, I don't know, weather warfare that was done or something like that? Yes, yes.
No, I mean, I'm not concluding that weather modification is not possible, because there are government agencies who's responsible for that on a regional scale, mainly having to do with agriculture. And I'm aware of HAARP and all of those various different things, but I don't think that's what it was. I think what it was a combination, a perfect storm, as they would say, of a failed reliance, an unwarranted reliance upon quote unquote renewable energy, windmills freezing up, and a lack of maintenance on the gas-fired power plant systems. If people have just become lackadaisical, you basically have bureaucratic failure there. And one of the reasons why that should be, private sector. But and of course, the hand of God, nature, is in under God's control. So I think it was just a perfect storm. But it just brings up the fact that the over-reliance, I was just listening to the news during the break about the climate summit, the arrogance of man, the nincompoopery of these political elites and power brokers who think that they can somehow control the weather on the planet and control and usurp the creator. There have been many clean coal and gas-fired power plants in Texas that had been closed by virtue of central government mandates. I don't refer to Washington as the federal government. The word federal comes from the word meaning for covenant, and they are covenant breakers. So we don't have a covenanted government anymore.
That's right.
We have a broken covenant government. I call them the central government, or you could call them Leviathan, or I said earlier, Mordor on the Potomac. I don't think that was anything that was prearranged. Again, I think that most politicians, for whatever reason, are very reticent, because they don't want to bite the hand that feeds them. You know, politicians run the risk of ending their political career, if they have any aspirations at all, by actually advocating for independence, whether that be in the form of city-state. I mean, Texas constitutionally, as when they were admitted to the Union in 1846, the first time, it was acknowledged that the territorial was great enough that they could literally be five states. And so it was in the actual admission of the state of Texas to the Union was the right to subdivide into five separate states. Now, people tell me all the time, Texas is the only state in the Union has the right. That's wrong. Every free person has a right to their freedom. Every state, every citizen, every county, in my estimation, has the moral right to be free.
That's right. That's right. Bill, hang on a second. We've got a break coming up, and we'll be back on the other side. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, you got a question for Bill, you want to chime in on something about that, do it now, okay? And we'll take your call. Talk to you on the other side.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you want to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Just remember, stick to the topic, okay? And everything will be fine. Again, even if you disagree, you see how I handle people. Even if I disagree with them, I'll let you speak. Just don't speak over me, and I'll try not to speak over you, okay? But we love to hear from you. We really do. I want to read this, and I want to get your thoughts on it, Bill, and then we'll continue on that road where we're talking about down in Texas and what's going on there. This comes from my friend Arthur Hampton. And years ago, he wrote a piece for me on secession, which I will put up in the archive. There'll be an archive of the afternoon show today by the same title that we have. You'll find it at sonsoflibertymedia.com, Secession, the Nuclear, Biblical, and Historical Option. Here's what Arthur began his piece with. He said, God holds the position of governor of all creation because God gave creation existence. For from him and through him and to him are all things, Romans 11:36. Every institute, nation, civil government is held responsible to another institute, nation, or civil government. Moreover, all civil governments or institutions are ultimately responsible to God. All you people who give me, we don't elect a preacher-in-chief or pastor-in-chief, we elect a president or commander-in-chief, all you giving me that stuff, you got a real problem with what your Bible says about those in civil office. They are the ministers of God. Okay? The civil government is an essential function to justice by promoting good and welfare, not like, you know, paying you out with a paycheck and stuff, but promote good and welfare. Through punishing criminals and preventing crime, Romans 13:3-4. God also defined justice, sin, and evil, and without God, the civil government would arbitrarily punish people. What do you see going on today? That's it. Not only are they arbitrarily punishing them with the prison system, they're arbitrarily writing laws and saying, well, this is right and this is wrong. You can be ticketed if you don't put your seatbelt on. You can get in trouble if you don't have your child in the child seat. And I'm not saying don't wear a seatbelt and don't put your kid in the seat. But look, when I was growing up, I sat on my dad's lap while he drove down the road. Of course, our cars were made better. They were made out of real metal and not this plastic stuff that we got today. Not to get sidetracked. That's just a couple of examples. He goes on and he says, in short, God is the authority that gave the civil government the power of the sword, and the government must morally act within those bounds. Let me ask you something, Bill. We're talking about this issue, and you know, I told you to bring Mordor on the Potomac in, and I think Joni liked that in the chat, and I did too. But you know, I call them the District of Criminals, the organized crime syndicate up there. What do you make out of what Arthur has written here about what God has said? And I know you agree with it, and that He is the one to tell us not only what the law should be, but what the punishment should be, how we should function both as individuals, as the family, as the church, and as the civil government. And that's obviously not going on today. What say you?
Well, people say that you can't legislate morality. All law is a legislation of someone's morality.
Amen.
It may not be godly morality, but it's somebody's morality. When they legislate CRT or masks or vaccines or taxes or restrictions on you, that is the legislation of someone's idea of what is right or what is wrong. And I would rather be legislated by God than legislated by man. Man has no mercy. I would agree with your what you read. I would hasten to add that you basically have two extremes. On one end, you have authoritarianism, and on the other end, the other ditch is anarchy. And so we are far. All government is based. I believe that all forms of government, whether it be family government, ecclesiastical, that's church government, our civil government, is all intended to promote self-government. And of course, Madison said that the Constitution was, or maybe it was Adams, said that the Constitution was designed for a moral people. It's wholly inadequate for any other. So I would say I'm a minarchist. Jefferson, although I don't quote Jefferson a lot, he's not my, I wouldn't quote him for theology. He said that the government that governs least governs best.
That's right.
And certainly when it comes to man, so I would say I want the minimum amount of effective government that it takes to maintain social order and infrastructure in a technologically advanced society such as ours. I don't believe that everything should be private sector. But I think as everything that can be handled by the private sector should be. I think that history and our own personal experience today indicates that education, medicine, commerce, none of these things should be the purview of civil government. And these areas are unfixable today. Specifically and expressly because they're unbiblical. There is no government has no business educating your children. That's why the public school system, the problems in it, are unfixable because it's unbiblical. You cannot straighten what God has declared to be crooked.
No, that's it. That's exactly right. You know, I've made mention several times of this little book that everybody can get. It's just a couple of dollars on Amazon. It is On Secular Education by R.L. Dabney. He's writing in the 1800s prior to the War of Northern Aggression. And he tells you in there very clearly, the North is going to try to push public education as we understand it. They had public education, but it was vastly different than what it was. It was set up by the families. The parents paid for the teacher. They're the ones who called them in. The teacher answered directly to them. There wasn't this, you know, stuff the way we've done with a whole bunch of bureaucracy for this. But they did those kinds of things. And you're exactly right. They've usurped that authority. He said if they got in, if they won against the South, they were going to push it on it. And you know what? The Southern states have in their constitutions this issue about education, and it was pushed on by none other than Lincoln and the Marxists with him who were on his side. That's why we have them in the South, because we didn't have them in our Constitution before that. And so I appreciate you bringing that out, because if you get the kids in their teaching, you can slowly start feeding them the poison, what they're getting now when you're talking about the CRT. Now they're getting the drag queen story hours, all that other stuff.
Yeah, I would challenge every one of your listeners to just Google the Communist Manifesto and just read the planks, the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and ask yourself, are there any of these that you don't recognize? Because they've all been incorporated into our political system. Also ask yourself, is there any right or anything that your forefathers, our great-great-great-grandfathers were allowed to do or did ordinarily? They weren't allowed to do it. They just did it. Whether it be hunt, fish, travel, build something on their property, chop down a tree. Was there anything that they did that you can do today without government permit or permission or license? And the fact is the answer is no. The problem, one of the reasons why people fear secession or peaceful separation from the central government is because in some way they become dependent upon the central government. It's like this reason why they say don't feed the animals when you go to national parks, because if you feed the animals, they lose the capability, they lose the instinct to forage for themselves, and they'll eventually starve. And basically that's what's happened, is we've grown to love the boot on our neck. That's called Stockholm Syndrome.
Yep.
And we talked about that earlier. And so the real reason why people fear independence is because independence requires you to take responsibility. You don't have a bureau or a department or an agency that's handling those things. You've got to be an adult on your own by yourself.
That's right.
And the education system that we have doesn't produce adults. It produces children who shave.
That's right. That's right. I call them adult adolescents. That's what they are. And you know, then that produces the tyranny, because you cannot be ignorant and free at the same time. And I believe Jefferson said that as well. And the fact of the matter is, most people, even those who claim they're constitutional conservatives, you quote to them out of the Constitution something that's not the Second Amendment or something like that, and they go and they'll justify the guy who's wearing their political jersey violating those things. And I just, for the life of me, I can't understand that. But I know this. Francis Schaeffer said that if the tyranny continues, at a certain point, there is not only the right, but the duty to disobey the state. You're not to honor them when they're violating the law, when they've usurped their authority and become tyrants. You're not to do that. You're to resist them. Hang on. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Hang on.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden's administration on Friday announced it is raising Medicare premiums, a move it blamed in part on the cost of drugs. Officials pointed out that many Americans covered by Medicare will see a net increase in Social Security benefits. Recipients will get a 5.9% increase in benefits. Policy analyst Mary Johnson with the Senior Citizens League.
This will give a boost in benefits to people who really need them.
The league says the jump in Medicare premiums will eat up the entire adjustment for Social Security recipients with the lowest benefits. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson was temporarily suspended from YouTube for allegedly spreading harmful misinformation after he published a video discussing injuries related to COVID-19 vaccination. This is USA Radio News. Steve Bannon has been charged with contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the legislative committee investigating the January 6th Capitol siege. The Justice Department's move exposes Bannon to fines and as much as a year in jail for each count. General Michael Flynn joined Tucker Carlson on Friday night for his take.
I just think that what I am not surprised at, but I think Americans are surprised at, is the speed in which they're moving to do exactly as I said, which is essentially to take this country over. And we can't kid ourselves about this, Tucker. That's the direction that they're moving.
The House voted to approve a criminal contempt referral for him last month. As House Democrats continue trying to muster enough votes to pass President Joe Biden's Build Back Better agenda, Representative Warren Davidson, Republican of Ohio, a member of the House Financial Services Committee, said that the massive social spending bill represents a potentially fatal overdose of government that could stifle free enterprise and push inflation higher. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you would like to give us a call, you want to chime in on this, you got a question you want to ask, or any of that other, we got an answer for you. Sometimes it may not be the right one, but we'll have an answer for you. 1-866-582-9933. You know, Bill, I was going back, and I was just thinking about Dave, who called from San Francisco earlier. You know, and he said, my great-great-grandpappy signed the Declaration of Independence. And I thought, if that's true, I wonder what he thinks about your comments. I really do wonder, because there was a lady down here in South Carolina when the whole Confederate flag issue was going on, and I remember it. I don't remember her name, but I remember her standing up, and she says, my great-great-grandfather was Jefferson Davis, and I want that flag out of here. And I think to myself, what would Jefferson Davis think about that woman? And I think about so many people who build their selves on their pedigree, kind of like the Pharisees did. Abraham's our father, but they don't do the works of Abraham. And these are the kind of people they want to say, I'm somebody because my daddy, my granddaddy, my great-granddaddy is somebody. And yet we're on the issue of trying to say, look, we're trying to be like our forefathers in the good ones who actually stood against tyrants, who stood for the law, who stood for liberty, and who wanted to see that thrown off. And many of them actually, they wanted to see God glorified. We saw You know, the Puritans come over there. I've talked about their idea of the American dream was that they build a society and they're able to work for the glory of God. Everything about it, from the individual to the church to the family to the civil government, all of it was structured around glorifying God, giving weight to what God had said, and implementing that in their lives. And I was just thinking about that through the break. I thought I'd throw that out there. But you were talking about this Stockholm syndrome, and we talked about on the phone earlier. Some people, the word's not trivialized. They want to romanticize America. We can't see it come apart from how we viewed it because we're scared we'll just go under. Well, we're pretty much on our way going under, and the only way to deal with that is to separate ourselves from those who are acting lawlessly and say, look, what would D.C. do if tomorrow 25 of the states joined together and says, we're getting out of here, we're not going to have any more of this? I mean, I can see them just begin to crumble because they no longer do they have any authority over us because we're not giving it to them.
Well, I don't want to trigger people into thinking that because I advocate for peaceful separation, that somehow that's the equivalent of advocating for a return to antebellum slavery, which is usually what the people on the left and the statists in the middle who have Stockholm syndrome will resort to. They'll say, oh, you just want to go back to slavery. That's obviously nothing could be further from the truth. But the fact is that Lincoln's response when South Carolina seceded and was quickly in short order followed by Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Texas, and Louisiana, Lincoln's response was, what will we do for money? You see, there was no income tax. There was no income tax. It was the tariffs and the exports and imports that produced the revenue for the central government. And because the South had warm water ports all winter long and they had more miles of seacoast, they produced they were agricultural, and cotton was king, and that was the primary export to Europe. The southern part of the United States was producing an inordinate amount of the revenue. Now, it's often been noted by people who are proponents of Texas independence is that Texas by itself, depending on who doing the calculating, would have by itself somewhere between the eighth or ninth largest GDP of any nation in the world. So Texas could absolutely make it happen if Liechtenstein can be an independent nation, or Andorra, or San Monaco, or the Netherlands, or Denmark, or South Sudan. Then certainly the Republic of Texas is a viable option. And I would maintain that declaring independence doesn't mean that you're like your father. If your father, you need to bother, you're married, you've seceded from your parents, but your dad still lets you come over and borrow his tools. You know, the fact is you don't break off all interaction or commerce or relationships with the people that you've separated from. You just simply say, we have an administrative separation. You know, we're still relatives. We'll still be friends. You know, we'll still, you know, use the same waterways, and your people can traverse our nation, our new independent, area without, you know, the use of a passport. But we administratively will be separate. We will not be beholden to Washington to regulate everything from toilet paper to pencil sharpeners.
That's right. Yep, no, that's exactly right. You know, Ricky was saying something. I was going to interject, but I want to let you finish your thought. He said, antebellum slavery replaced with postbellum slavery. And the whole idea is, you know, we talk about the war to enslave the states. That's really what the War of Northern Aggression was. We had a certain amount of people that were considered slaves. And I think there was a lot of people, even at that time, Bill, who were keen on wanting to free the slaves. They understood that you had to teach them, much like what the Bible talks about when it says when they would have slaves, you would have to teach them the law. You'd have to teach them how to function in the society. These were people who came from Africa. And so you had to teach them the law. You had to teach them how to function in the society. Because if you just let them loose, they wouldn't know what to do, and they had no means to care for themselves or any of that. So many of them were treated like family and this, that, and the other. And again, not to say we're going to go back to slavery, but it was the other guys who really wanted to enslave everybody. And I think that's really the problem here is, do you want to be free or do you want to be a slave? Because you cannot be free under tyrants. You just can't be free under tyrants. That is a given. And I want to interject this little thing here and just pull back from our Declaration of Independence. Let's go back in history. This is what it says. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Doesn't mean they have equal in everything. It just means they have equal standing before their Creator because they're made in His image. They're endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And, you know, one of the things that we're seeing here that we're talking about is you're saying, hey, we can still be friends. We're trying to be peaceful here. We're not going to be under your tyrannical rule anymore. We're going to, you know, I think you would agree with me. I think we've talked about this many times, that what we would like to see established is a true Christian republic, one that's not heavy-handed, but the law of God is what rules and reigns. And those who take the office are those who actually believe what the Scriptures say, and they've lived it out in their own homes. They don't have to be good businessmen. They can be ditch diggers. They can be, you know, well drillers. They can be guys who pave roads.
As soon as you couple the term Christian and Republic, you're going to get the naysayers who are going to say, you're talking about a theocracy. And I would hasten to correct them and say, gentlemen, you're already living under a theocracy.
That's right. Who's the God?
Moloch, the king state. No less than the great Christian philosopher Francis Schaeffer, in a conversation with R.C. Sproul, in the early 70s in St. Louis during a cab ride, Sproul asked Dr. Schaeffer, what do you see as the greatest challenge for America and the church in the coming century? And without a second hesitation, Dr. Schaeffer said statism. Statism, Caesar, you know, a lot of Christians don't realize that when Peter answers the Sanhedrin, there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Referring to Jesus, the name of Jesus, he was stealing. That was a declaration of war against Caesar Augustus, the Roman Empire, because that was the decree that was made regarding that Caesar Augustus made, that the Roman Empire made. There is no other name given under heaven by which we must be saved other than Augustus Caesar. And so when Peter took those words and transposed Jesus for Caesar, that was effectively a declaration of war. He was saying that the powers of autonomous man, where man literally elevates himself to the position of a sovereign God walking on the earth, and that comes straight from the Enlightenment, Rousseau and Hegel. That government is God on the earth. So that we are already living under a humanistic, materialistic, atheistic theocracy.
That's right. Yeah, and practically speaking, that's exactly what we're doing. And I said the same thing. And most people get it once you start pointing out that the God of the society is the lawgiver in that society. Now, it doesn't make it right. It's just stating a fact. If you're under Islam, it's Sharia. If you're under communism, it's going to be some kind of form of humanism that comes in with that, Marxism mixed in with it, and all these other things, and they're going to be the ones who do what they do. Bill, hang on.
Yeah,
final segment coming up here. Guys, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh my God. I got it. Pneumococcal, that is just a funny word. It's just sounds like caca, okay? It's just this pneumococcal. It's just funny. Anyway, let me put this in before we get. We're in the final segment here. So if you want to call in, this is your last chance. 1-866-582-9933. Don't be shy. Just step right up. This is some of the things, if you happen to friend Bill, these are some of the little things that he throws out, and he'll send them to me, and they're just brilliant. I mean, the Holy Spirit, I believe you have a tremendous gift here, Bill, in what you do, and I believe the Spirit of God gives you these things to challenge people to think. This is I'm going to give just two of the posts here. This is on the Facebook page. War is a rich man's game and a poor man's fight. And then you've got a little meme here that says, that moment when you realize you were never fighting against terrorists, you were actually fighting for God, gold, oil, and drugs. And then you ask another question down here, and you do a lot like this right here. Christian, if SCOTUS ruled it unconstitutional to confess that Jesus is Lord, would you bow to the court and spend decades trying only incrementally to overturn the decision? Or would you defy it outright, saying, we must obey God rather than men, and demand its total and immediate nullification? If the latter, then upon what principle do you refuse to do the same for preborn child murder? We're not seeing a lot of that, Bill. And not only is Bill on Facebook, but he's also on Gab. You can find him there at truckdriver_theologian. Bill, you throw these things out, and I'm eager to see. What are you thinking when you toss these out? Are you trying to stimulate men to biblical thinking, to logical thinking, which we know comes from God because Jesus is the Word, He's the Logos, He's the logic? Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to help disciple them by letting them come to their own conclusions, which should be biblical conclusions?
Well, I mean, most everything I post is actually first directed at myself. I wasn't converted by my own preaching, but I'm often convicted by it. And,
Amen.
But no, I seek the purity and the peace of the church. I want God, I want Christ to be preeminent in all things. And if that means the United States crashes and burns, so be it. Christ must be preeminent in all things. My allegiance is to Him. My allegiance is not divided. I was very heartened to hear that in the GCN ad, we talk about the country that we love. Newsflash, folks, your government is killing your country.
Well, that's exactly right. And sadly, what's happened is the people, they get upset, they get angry, but many of them just don't know what to do. They've not been trained. The ball's been dropped for generations. They've not been told. And even those of us who do see it, we're kind of looking at history, and then we look to the Word of God. We see, okay, this isn't right. We know there are certain things that we should do. How do we do them? And we've had several people on the I'm just going to say this. One of my heroes, if you will, is this guy up in Michigan, Adam Heikla, because Adam started learning things, and then he said, I want to go implement them. And he started speaking at school boards, not just his own, but he would go around the state and speak at them. And then he started learning how he tried to go and make a citizen's arrest according to law. And he says, I was a little wrong, but I'm going to straighten that up, and I'm going back again. He wasn't going to give up. And it's people like that that just encourage me, because I know I don't know everything. I know where the direction is. I'm kind of like a Christian with evangelist, and he says, do you see the light over there? Then go towards the light. You know, you'll find your way there. And the Bible says that it is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And I think we do have history that shows us that. I think the scriptures show us that. And then we have other brothers like yourself who come along and challenge us to think through those things and see how should we be responding to the tyrannies at hand and the crimes that are being committed against the people.
Well, there's a big difference between riding on the railroad and working for the railroad. And I would say that most of Americans are content to be riders, but when the tracks need repairing, they're not too eager to get out and man a sledgehammer and drive the spikes. I have a great deal of empathy for and admiration of First Amendment auditors. I watched many of these exchanges between local constabularies, LEOs, law enforcement officers, who obviously don't know the law, who obviously act like petty tyrants, who have big egos, and these guys are out exercising First Amendment protected rights. I don't call them constitutional rights because the Constitution doesn't give them to you. The Constitution codifies them and guarantees that you're protected, that those God-given rights are protected. So let's start. If we're gonna control the narrative, we got to control the terminology. Let's get our terminology right. I want people to be all that God desires for us. And as it said, with the Spirit of the Lord, there is liberty. And
amen.
And I seek to see individuals take responsibility for their lives. Remember, all politics, and I think it was no less than, I don't know who exactly said this, but all politics is local. Get involved locally. I think Christians, even though you'd never send your children to a government-run education or propaganda establishment, join the local school board, if for no other reason than to be a godly troublemaker and ultimately to persuade parents overtime to get their kids out of it and pray and work for the day when you can abolish it, when you can shut it down. And so we have to get involved. You know, some types of warfare is just up close and personal. And politics is one of them. We need to pay far less attention to what's going on in Washington, where we have zero influence, and start get to know and become friends with your sheriff, your county commissioners, your school board members, and run for those offices. That's the way we start taking it back and start becoming familiar with people like R.J. Rushdoony. I recommend RushdoonyRadio.com. His audiobook library, a great one I just listened to, is Christianity in the State. Start educating yourself on these principles. Things won't get better until you start getting better.
Well, that's good advice, Bill, and I recommend that too, because you're going to get a well-rounded Christian worldview. It's not just going to be, hey, Jesus loves you, has a wonderful plan for your life, which isn't really biblical, even though he does have a plan for your life. There's no question about that. But he had obviously a different plan for Pharaoh's life than he did for Moses' life. And so I highly recommend that, too. Bill, one of the things that you do also, just to let people know, is you built a website. Now, it's not coming up, and I don't know why, maybe you know, but Health for All of Life, and you believe this is an issue of building the kingdom too. And I just want to throw in, you guys who didn't hear the show that we had the other morning, I think it was Thursday morning, with Matt Truhella, and he's talking about these three things that are going on, and this is what Bill's talking about here. There's three things going on in Christian resistance. One is we're repenting. But we're, you know, we use the term always reforming, us reformed people. We're always repenting of where we're in error, where we're lacking in obedience to God, in obedience to His law, in loving our neighbor and in loving Him. We're always doing that constantly. So there's repenting. Then we're fighting. And that goes hand in hand with repenting. We're resisting the tyrants. We're pushing the crown rights of King Jesus in every area of life, whether it's in the home, whether it's in the school, whether it's in the civil government, wherever it is. And then he said, we're also building. We're also building. And all of these things are going on simultaneously. And Bill, you know, in all of the conversations we have, and we have some great conversations, really provokes me to a lot of thought and then action in many cases. And I'm just curious, would there be a final word that you'd leave people with? And we've got people coming in and out, so I apologize for the thing. We've got about a minute here, and I want to give you the last word. Would you give a final advice in, say, 50 seconds that you want to give to the people that you want to leave with them?
Well, the purpose of declaring independence or peacefully separating from a dysfunctional situation is usually because that situation becomes intolerable for any number of reasons. Now, you don't need a reason. You have a right to free association. You don't need a cause. But if you have, but Jefferson said it's better to do it when you have causes. There is no form of tyranny that is more personal and oppressive than physical, than health tyranny, medical tyranny. When the government presumes to be able to invade the sovereignty of your personal body with mandates about vaccinations, CDC, you know, vaccine schedules and so on and so forth, there's no more tyranny that's more personal. If they can control your body, there's nothing they don't control. So it's essential that people learn to, again, not subcontract out responsibility for your own health. People pray and say, oh, God, heal my sister. God won't do your job. You can't do His job. Take responsibility.
Yeah, that's right.
Learn what you need to know.
That's right. Bill Evans, we appreciate you, man. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you guys take this to heart and be thinking about it in the coming days, because we may have to act. We're going to have to act on it one way or the other. Talk to you on Monday morning, 6 a.m., Lord willing. See ya.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.